Hello, welcome to Glory Gold.
Hello!
And welcome to our Season 4 Guild Preview. Yes, I've got the name right.
It's not like you've been practicing that for the last 5 minutes to make sure you get it in one.
I was going to say, Season 4 Guild Preview. This episode is the Brewers Guild.
It is. GG Dave will understand how long we've been waiting for Luke to get that intro right.
It's fine, because, well, you'd have listened to the other one when we were calling it Guide to the Guild Previews and yeah, all that kind of stuff.
That was the Minor Guilds one, so you never know. People might not have heard that one yet. If you haven't heard that one, check it out.
Yeah. So this one is the Brewers Guild.
Yes.
So
we've seen one player already, which was Esther's.
And you've seen bits of the stave card.
We've seen the whole front of the stave card.
Yes.
Because that was spoiled on the card pack that you can purchase.
Yeah.
Which both of us have obviously got a copy of.
Yeah.
To be fair, by the time this goes out, we've got them in hand.
Yeah, so we're not allowed to release this till the 13th of October, and our card packs are getting delivered on the 13th of October.
Strong.
So, quite a lot of changes. Well,
there's been a lot of changes.
A lot of changes to some brewers.
Some of them are fully deserved. Some of them are a little bit more cryptic as to why Steamforge should have done it. But
yeah,
so we'll work our way through.
So as we go through some of them, we'll probably have a bit of a chat after the ones that, let's be nice, say the more controversial changes.
Ooh, controversial, yes.
Yes, there's one. Well, the one that's been the thing that's generally got the most discussion is the Esther's one.
Yes. To be fair, it's mainly because at this point people haven't seen Decimate.
Yeah, this is true. But no, yeah, at the moment we've only seen like officially the whole of the Esther's card. So you know,
yeah.
But you know, there's a bit of an anticlimax. We're not starting with Esther's. We're going to start with Tapper.
Yep, let's go.
Right. So, hang on. I'll look at my phone, whereas I was looking at the same card twice. I was looking at both Season 3 cards in my hand and on my app. So, new Tapper. He's still got his 2-inch melee. He's got a little bit faster. So he's gone from a 4-7 movement to a 5-7 movement. He's still tat 6, his kick's the same, he's still a 3 defence, 1 armour character. His influence, he was a 4-5 influence, he's now a 3-6.
Okay, so I presume he's lost the tactical assist, tactical advice from Scum? Because that was start within 6 inches, gain one max.
Yeah. So he's still got, he's just gained the 1 of that, but he's lost an influence. So
it's a bit of an odd change there.
Interesting that, yeah, it's quite, I suppose, an interesting change, really, because
from going through the other players, I don't believe that any of them have actually gained any influence. So net, I think you're probably -1.
Yeah, potentially. But then I suppose they were pretty much a 13-inch team, more or less, but then you also had Bag of Coffers within the guild and stuff, so it kind of went up to a 14 with a bonus time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Let's carry on.
Yeah.
So his playbook's had a bit of a shuffle round with a cool new assault. So on his first column now, he's got a momentous knockdown or 1 damage. So he's got mom knockdown on 1, which is super, super strong.
It's always a great start to a playbook, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For a counter-attack, for anything like that, it's just a good, solid start. His second column, he's got a non-momentous 2 still and a momentous 1-inch push, which is good.
That's good.
His third column, he's got a non-momentous tackle or a momentous double push. Previously, that was where his momentous single push was.
Right.
So again,
massive buff there.
Good, yeah.
Great counter-attack game. But to be fair, against the 3-1 model, you need a good counter-attack.
Oh, definitely. That. Definitely. His fourth column is still the same, so he's still got his non-momentous Gilball trophy symbol. It's not a double Gilball, it's a Gilball trophy. And it's for Commanding Aura. Commanding Aura has stayed exactly the same. So 4-inch aura, while within this aura, friendly guild models gain +1 attack and +1 damage to playbook damage results. And also he's got his momentous 3 damage, which was still on the fourth column. Now on the fifth column.
What a great result on
He has a momentous triple push.
Well, more specifically, it's a single push followed by a double push.
Yeah, so it's a momentous triple push.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
So as a setup piece to go in, get in commander, knock someone down, and then use the rest, he could maybe, on a charge maybe, he could get a wrap, do a non-momentous command and all, and wrap for the momentous knockdown. And then from then on, he's tax 7 on a knockdown model. Double push on 3 results, or a triple push on 6. He can push
on
a
5.
On 5, sorry, yeah. He can push a player pretty much wherever he wants.
Yeah.
As a setup piece for the rest of his guild.
The team warm up for, you know, it's pretty standard, the Hooper follow up, basically.
In terms of his character plays, he's lost Mark Target, which
as Luke mentioned a minute ago, he has got an inch faster.
Mm.
So that kind of makes up for part of the plus 2 inches that you'd get from the charge.
Yeah. He's gained a new ability, Stand Firm. So it's a cost 1, 4-inch range, and the target-friendly model game's sturdy. So if anyone who's ever played against the Brewers, the easiest way to deal with them, you go in and knock them down.
Now, not quite so
much. Not quite so easy.
So, to be honest, that is very much Tapper activates, but stands firm on himself.
Yeah.
And then he's just gearing up for that double push on 3 for his counter-attack.
Yeah. And he's on the back of it, he's still got 18 boxes. On the back of his card, he's still got Tough Hide. As we said earlier, he's lost his tactical advice scum. And he's still got Old Jakes.
Which is still 2 influence.
So it's exactly the same. So allocate 2 influence between other friendly models within 6.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ah, so it used to be other friendly guild models. It now just says other friendly models.
So that's warming it up for the Brewers Minor Guild.
So is it Brewers Minor Guild? Is it their union options? You can allocate 2 influence to whomever you want.
To be honest, who do you normally see as the union option for Brewers? To be honest, every time I've played against Brewers, it's pretty much just a Brewers 6.
Yeah, they've got a really strong thing. Maybe a Rage?
Maybe, I guess.
He can do a lot with 1 influence.
To be fair, Rage has got a lot better as well.
Mm.
He brings Tooled Up.
Yeah, Rage brings Tooled Up. So, yeah. So, overall, some interesting changes. Got a little bit faster. His playbook looks a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
He's lost Mark Target, which is quite a good skill to have.
Yes.
However, I think Stand Firm is probably a better skill out of the... Mm. If you had the choice of having Stand Firm within Guild or Mark Target... I'd probably go for Stand Firm.
Yeah, to be honest, Benny gets a lot of work out of it.
Mm. Oh, he loves it, putting that stud to people.
This is it, so...
Plus,
to be fair, Stand Firm on Decimate.
Yeah. Yeah. Commander Nora, Stand Firm. Good. Going down to a 3-6, I haven't really played a lot of Brewers, to be honest, so I don't know how influence-starved they are, if they can afford...
Mm.
1 less influence, because they're probably going to go down to a 12 influence team.
To be honest, from the...
They're unlikely to be scoring goals as well, so they're going to be a 12 influence team for a lot of the game.
To be fair though, mate, Friday can score a goal with 1 influence.
Mm.
She's super strong,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think the way that the Brewers work is that they do a lot with very little.
Yeah.
But to be honest, the next player that we're going to talk about, Esther's, I think that's where the influence is going to get a little bit tighter.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good segue into from Captain Number 1 to Captain Number 2.
This is it. So Esther's, everyone's seen the card by this point. There's been a lot of discussion online about it.
Yeah.
She's kept her 1-inch melee. She still has 22 boxes. Her stat line has remained unchanged, apart from the fact that she can now take 1 extra influence. So she's a 4-6 now.
Rather than a 4-5.
Rather than a 4-5, okay. Her playbook's had a little bit of a tweak. She's still got the same results on the first column, which is the non-momentous 1 damage and the momentous push. She now has a momentous 2 damage on 2, which is strong for any character, to be honest. But she's lost the 1 damage and the push. Her tackle is now on, is still on 3 successes, but it's now a double push as well, which is, again, really, really good. She's still got the knockdown on 3, and basically the whole of the fourth column is now gone. She now just has a flat momentous 3 damage.
Brilliant.
So, I don't know, I think the momentous 2 and a knockdown on 4 used to be really good.
Mm, but how often were you hitting it?
Not likely on attack 5.
Mm.
Attack 5 captain, but hey ho. So, the next part is where all the controversies come in.
Well, the start of the controversy.
The start of the controversy. She's lost both of her character plays. So she's lost Blast Earth and she's lost Fire Blast, which is a big deal.
Okay, so we'll kind of jump to one side. Why do we think she's lost them?
I know you were saying earlier that it doesn't feel like a Brewer's play, a Brewer's character play to be doing range damage. I can definitely agree.
I just don't, because I think when someone's chucking out range damage, it kind of forces you to react to it, so coming in quicker. That's not what you want to be doing to the Brewers, of going in quicker to a thing. So it didn't...
Yeah.
She was a really, really good utility captain. She was a bane of my life as an Alchemist player.
Yeah.
But she's...
Right. So, I think my point being is I think they've got rid of both of them to fit in her new character plays.
Yes.
Because something had to go for her to gain her new plays.
Yes.
So that might be the reason why.
Yeah.
Because... She's lost Empowered Voice as a trait. So now, once per turn, she can't give out her speed buffs, strength buffs, and defense buffs. They have changed into her character plays now, so she's now got Tooled Up. Tooled Up is the character play we all know and love. And she has Quick Foot now, so she can give out +2/+2 move at the cost of two. So
she's got to pay 3 influence to give out what?
Well, one or two to give out what she used to be able to give out. So, you know, I personally think she's lost her two character plays, so she can fit those on.
And I do think that the Blast Earth and the Fire Blast, they don't really fit in with the theme of the
guild.
It doesn't seem to... Yeah. Like, Stave, you can kind of get away with the Barrel Toss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he at everyone's table regular.
Oh yeah, definitely top table of every tournament.
So I think being able to, from range, warming up a player, getting their health down just a little bit before you come in with all your stupidly high damage.
To be honest, it was also the rough ground and the fire as well that you can put out. It was a massive control. She was super control piece. But anyway, so her legendary's changed because obviously she no longer has Empowered Voice.
She doesn't have one.
So she doesn't have a legendary at all now. her heroic is basically the same, a 3-inch pulse, remove all conditions, but the big change is Aria. It's a 4-inch aura. Guild models within this aura, other friendly guild models may use heroic plays without spending momentum.
For a Brewers team, that is huge.
That is massive.
So pretty much everything apart from the mascots have heroics?
Yes. With obviously varying degrees of how good they are, but they still all have heroics, which is a massive difference.
And you look 4-inch aura, you think, that's not a lot. But if you've ever played against Oxen, that, the owner is quite a large area. That was before it's gone up.
It's gone up to 6 now.
it was quite a large area, and she's on a 40mm base.
Yeah.
So and the whole team kind of trundles up, doesn't it?
That's like 9.5 inches now of
you coverage. Put her on the centre circle, that's like probably... the centre third of the pitch.
Yeah, this is it. So I can definitely see why she's lost the two plays, but she has gained quite a bit in return.
Oh, and we haven't talked about resilience yet.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah, that was the other thing. Gluttonous Mass, as a rule in the game, has now changed. It has been completely replaced with resilience. The first time each turn this model is hit by an attack... The character or character play that targets this model, the attack or character play is ignored.
So it's not triggered on parting blows anymore.
It can be triggered on parting blows now, which is amazing.
And so, I don't think people, until they actually play that, will realise how amazingly strong that is.
Yes.
Because the amount of times when... It's the same with Clone. If I have the ball on, say, Vitriol or something like that, and I'm like, right, I need to go and walk away from you... Oh, I've got clone. Oh, I don't. You won't proc clone, so I've got to risk the parting blow to be able to go and score this thing. Now I can go, meh, got my clone. Crack on.
Yeah, this is it.
And it's the same as that, and I think that is really, really strong. For just that one little sentence of, except we're making an advance, it makes such a difference.
Yes. But to be honest, they've changed that with Loved Creature as well. So Loved Creature is now procced by parting blows as well, which is so strong. So overall, that's it. So basically the big breaking news that everyone was quite upset about was obviously losing those two character plays.
And in power and voice.
And in power and voice. But it's not like you didn't get anything back in return.
You've got the ability to do it with things, and I think the aura is amazing.
This is it. So, sort of, if you've got like Spigot triggering it to give +2/+2 move to everybody,
yeah,
that's massive.
Friday shoot back after a bit, all that kind of stuff. You don't need to be getting the two momentum, one for the shot and one for your heroic.
Yeah, this is it. So
you can activate Hooper first in a turn. So you've got a character playing knockdown. He can go first and go right. I'm near Esther's. My truth grit's going up. And you were knocked down, so you're going in the bin as a first activation.
This is it. So, which captain do you prefer? If you were to put, if you were to pick up Brewers for tomorrow, who would you use?
I probably would go Esther's.
Okay.
Because I like the aura things.
Mm-hmm.
I like being able to give that tooled up and quick foot, because that's able to like set other people up and set the ball rolling. And she can also, you pop six on her, she tools herself up, she'll be hitting that momentous two every time, so she can do 15 damages to somebody.
Yes. To be honest, I think the other thing that we didn't cover is the fact that tooled up covers character plays as well.
It always does.
Yes, but empowering voice didn't.
Ah.
Strength from empowering, +1 strength from empowering voice didn't cover character plays, which, you know, cheeky buff.
So what captain would you go with?
Having played two games of Brewers,
yeah,
probably still Esther's.
Yeah. You're not tempted by the momentous triple push?
I do love that momentous triple push. I really like that that troll move of I'm sturdy, get pushed 3 inches.
Yeah.
No one's coming back from that.
I'm going to push it. But so yeah, Tap is still super strong, but I think going down to 3 influence is quite...
It's quite tough, to be honest. Which is why, like I said, I think Esther's is a good choice, because momentous 2/2 and tooling herself up, right, for a potential 15 damage.
Well, this Tapper is a non-momentous 2/2, and he's got to get Commanding Aura, which is 2 or 4 on his...
Which obviously helps all of his mates, do you know what I mean? But Tapper, it's
almost like he's becoming more of a support captain. He has. Can kind of
they've kind of swapped roles a little bit.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, which is weird.
Mm.
But either way, anyway, do you want to move on to...
We'll do mascots.
Okay.
So I've got that little cat that everyone loves.
That damn cat.
Damn cat. So, our little scum. Still got a 1-inch melee. Top rows stayed completely the same, so it's still got the same move, tap, kick, defense, and influence. Still got 6 health. Lost the character play hamstrung, so can no longer do the -4/4 move.
Okay.
Which was quite a good character play.
Mm.
Playbook is very similar, apart from it's lost the Guild Ball symbol on 3, so it's got the non-momentous 1 on 1. On the second column, it's got a momentous 2 or a momentous 1-inch push. Or a non-momentous tackle on 3. The back of the card, still got Shadow Light, still got unpredictable movement, but got a new little character play, a character trait called Feral.
Okay.
Once per turn during its activation, this model may declare an attack without spending influence.
Wow.
So it could just go in there and go, meh. So again, Tapper going down in influence, Scum can get an attack. Attack 4, maybe hitting the second column for a momentous 2.
Momentous 2 on a mascot is strong.
Momentous 2 on attack 4 or a momentous 1-inch push.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite a good thing. So we may find out as the guild, as we go through more characters, we might be finding little bits of influence hidden here and there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Scum, not a lot of changes, but Feral is a thing.
I think Feral is totally a thing. So I've got Quaff.
Okay.
His stats have stayed exactly the same. 6/8, attack 3, etc, etc. His playbook has stayed exactly the same. He still has 8 health. Second Wind has obviously had the sort of... I think Second Wind is kind of like taking a sidestep.
Mm.
I know a lot of people have been quite down on the change to Second Wind.
I think a dodge is amazing.
I think a dodge is much better than making a jog. obviously, because it gets you out of combat, etc., etc. Mm. And it's only cost one now, not cost two.
Mm. So again, that's another influence found.
This is it. That's another... Yeah, exactly. So, yes.
Find that lost influence. we'll track it down. We'll track it down, brewers.
The problem being is he doesn't have Bag of Quaffers anymore.
Oh, no.
Which is, you know, it's... Which is... That's plus one influence you need to find.
Oh, no.
Damn it. He still has Love Creature. Like, as we mentioned before, Love Creature's had a massive buff in the fact that it can be triggered off parting blows.
Mm.
So, literally, you'll find that, you know, Quaff just walking off.
Mm.
Trigger the thing. So, yes, he's lost Bag of Quaffers, but he has gained Pick Me Up.
Mm.
Which...
His Bag of Quaffers is the same.
Yes, it has. Sorry, it's...
We were thinking Bag of Quaffers.
Yeah, sorry. Ignore that last segment. Basically, Bag of Quaffers has remained the same. But it's got a really weird name of Pick Me Up.
I don't get it.
It's a bit strange.
Pick up the dog. He's massive.
He's a St. Bernard. Why would you pick a St. Bernard up? But either way, game plus one tack for the remainder of the turn. It's always
as so. If he could walk away someone, get a parting blow for everyone to gain plus one tack, then get someone else to pick him up so they gain plus two tack.
Yeah. Maybe he's you know, he's seen that On's got a dog now.
Yeah.
That goes around with her.
He wants to be picked up.
He wants a piece of the action. So yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. There we go. So yeah, apologies for that that mistake. You can tell neither of us are brewers.
Yeah, coffers and quaffers. Yeah.
Yeah. Neither one. So other than that, I think Quaff's still a solid mascot. He's not quite feral, but I think a potential of giving your team or one player in your team plus two tack overall is great.
Mm.
So, who's next?
OG Spigot.
Do you want to do both Spigots?
Well, we've got the audience. He's still a one-inch melee. This line is top line has stayed the same, so he's a 5-8 with tap 5, 3-6 kick, 3-1 defence and armour, and 2-4 influence. So, playbook. A bit of a shuffle round, well, just two results of swap places. So, he's got on his first column a non-momentous 1 or a momentous knockdown on Spigot. on his second column, he's got the non-momentous Guild Ball trophy, or a non-momentous 2 damage, and his non-momentous Guild Ball trophy is Balls Gone, which is the same as it was. So target enemy model loses possession of the ball to this model, which may then make a pass without spending influence.
That's good.
Still exactly the same. On the third column, he's got the momentous double push or a momentous tackle. And then on his fourth column, he's got the momentous 3. So, interestingly, they've just swapped his momentous tackle as momentous knockdown around.
Yes.
Why do we think?
I don't know. It makes him a bit more of a fighter, doesn't it? Because he has got flawed.
He was the victim of the team.
He was the victim of the team, but they've also done something about that as well, haven't they?
Well, he's dropped from 16 health down to 14.
But?
No, well, we've got to carry the rest of the foot, because the biggest shock is... this character player that's gone. He's lost tooled up.
Oh, boo.
So,
well, Estes has it now. So.
Yeah, if you want tooled up, you've got to play Estes, basically. If you want tooled up in Guild, that's pretty much your choice. Back of his card. So, he's still got flawed. So, while attacking enemy models, it's suffering a knockdown condition. This model gains plus 2 tack. So, he can hit a momentous knockdown on 1. So, again, this kind of follows in with the theme of being able to set themselves up. Whereas with the auras, with Estes being able to tool herself up and going into somebody, he's able to hit someone, momentously knock them down, and then go on the extra thing. Because
plus two tack.
Because realistically, how often is a tap 5 player in their third column?
No.
Yeah.
Not happening.
So he's
but
got,
to be fair, what do you need on your third column? Oh, do you mean now, basically? Cause
no, because previously, for him to get floored
after
somebody, he wasn't self-sufficient because he wasn't knocking them down himself. He'd go into
a charge, basically, but then obviously you're restricting yourself.
Yeah, so he would, the way it'd go is someone else would knock someone down and do all the setup, then he would then go into them.
But it's yet another Brewers player with a momentous knockdown on 1.
Yeah. on the rear of his card, he's gained tough hide, so he's a little bit more survivable.
So that explains the loss of two health.
Yeah, loss of two health. And he's lost Football Legend. So while the Sun's over, a friendly guild model's getting +1/+1 kick. That's gone.
Gutted.
Mm. That's quite a big one. His heroic is exactly the same. Tom's called. So when a friendly guild model starts in advance to win this over, it gains 2/2 move. So that's Spigot. Quite a lot of changes.
Mm, definitely.
So he's gone as the goal-getting victim. Let's be fair, you're playing Brewers.
To be honest, in all the games I've played against Brewers, I don't think Spigot's ever scored against me. he's literally just died. Yeah. That's been his job.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's really kind of interesting, the fact that they've kind of gone... They've made him more into a takeout piece.
I think he's a bit of a... I can do both now.
Yeah, he's a good ball retriever. Maybe not the best striker, so he can get the ball off someone and give him a good shoo-in.
Well, he's down as defensive midfielder, isn't he? So
yeah. So I think what they've tried to do is, with veteran Spigot, what we're about to find out is he's really identifying himself as the striker.
Yeah.
Whereas regular Spigot was still a bit of a drunkard who takes the ball off someone and gives him a shoo-in.
Yeah. Do you want to do Vet Spigot? Seems to be a mention.
Yeah, let's do Vet Spigot. So, he's still got a 1-inch melee. He's got a 5/8 movement. He's still got attack 5. His kick has gone from a 4/8 down to a 3/8. However, his defence was a 3/1. He's now a 4/1.
That's good.
He's still a 2/4 influence player. He's still got a 4-long playbook. The first column's exactly the same, so he's either got a momentous tackle on 1 or a non-momentous 1 damage. On the second column's the same. He's got a momentous 1-inch push or a non-momentous GB trophy. And that's, again, ball's gone.
So ball's gone is across both characters?
Yeah, both crosses across both of them, which it's always been. On the third column, he's got that special hammer one. He's got his momentous tackle knockdown.
That's big and clever, that is.
Yeah.
It's such a great character play.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's tap 5, and that's on the third column.
It's my second favourite character play, next to tackle double dodge.
Tackle double dodge is a great, best character play ever. Or he's got a non-momentous push dodge.
Okay.
He previously had 1 damage and a push dodge. So
he's doing slightly less damage than
slightly less damage.
He's trying to move her around.
He used to have a momentous knockdown or a tackle double dodge on 4. Now he's got a non-momentous 2 or a momentous tackle double push. Yeah.
Okay.
So he does not have a knockdown.
There's not many. He's got a knockdown on 3.
Oh yeah, he's got a tackle knockdown. Yeah, sorry.
I don't think there's many tackle double pushes out there.
I don't think I've seen one before.
To be fair, I haven't seen a triple push from Tapper before.
Yeah, that's true. He's still got goad.
Yep. To be honest, I can see Vet Spigot replacing OG Spigot now.
I haven't looked at the back of his card yet.
True.
He's got close control still. He's found Football Legend.
Hence why his kick's gone down.
So his kick's gone down to a 3/8, but he's really a 4/9. Yeah, cheers for Tappins now being 4.5 inches away.
That's an FU to our templates.
Well, yeah, so he's got close control. He's got Football Legend. He's lost paint on your boots, which was 1/8 inches of the edge of the pitch. This model may basically gains poised.
I think what he's gained is better.
Oh, yeah. And he's got back to his best, which has changed. So it used to be this model gains +1 death while in possession of the ball marker. This model may make a kick without spending influence. Now it's this model gains +2/+2 move once per turn during its activation, and this model may make a kick without spending influence. So he's now a 10-inch sprint with a 9-inch kick, and he can go in without spending influence. If he's within Esther's, he can do that for free. He needs a 1 momentum for the shot.
Wow. That's massive.
It's big and clever. But, you know, no tough hide. His health has gone from 16 down to 14. So he is the new victim of the team.
He's still a victim. Spigot is still a victim.
He's a 4-1. He's a 4-1 with 14 boxes. And his attack 5 is counter-attack plays on the third column with either his push, dodge or tackle knockdown.
Yeah, he's not, his counter-attack game is weak.
It wasn't ever great. But, you know, do you need your striker doing that? But I think he's a legit striker.
I think he is, definitely. I think a 4-9 kick is good in anyone's book.
4-9, and you can do a plus 2-2 move.
Yeah.
Sorry, you've got to spend the one influence to be able to do the sprint for it. But, you know, he can still go 7 inches on the sprint, on it's the jog.
7-inch jog, 9-inch kick.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I
like him.
I like it, yeah, because the two Spigot characters, I think there was a bit of confusion amongst them. So OG Spigot could kind of do the football inside as well as the other bit. I think now they're kind of cementing him into his defensive midfielder role, yeah, and then elevating Veteran as the striker. So you've got, you know, two different characters.
This is it. So if you're after sort of like a midfielder who can give out a bit of damage and maybe potentially get you a goal, then yeah, OG.
So do you choose, so say you're going, I don't know, if you're playing OG Spigot, you really need to be playing a striker like Friday. If you're playing Vet Spigot, maybe you don't need to play Friday.
No, this is it. So, yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I think it's, I quite like them.
Mm.
I think they'll be really interesting on the pitch.
Yeah, definitely. So, you should have a game with Brewers.
Yeah.
I know you're just super keen to get Alchemists on the table. I
can't wait to get my Alchemists on the table.
Surely by the time this goes up, you will have.
Mm, yeah, definitely. So, do you want to do a couple of blows?
Yeah,
I've talked a lot.
It's cool. Let's go with Mash.
He's had a lot of changes.
Mash. I love Mash. So, he's still got his 2-inch melee zone, but he's gone down from 17 health to 15. Basically, his stats are the same, apart from the fact that he's gained an influence, so he's now a 2-4, not a 2-3. His playbook's had quite a bit of work. He's lost his momentous 1-inch push on one. His column one now is just one damage. His column two now is two damage, also non-momentous, but then his other option is a tackle push, which is pretty good. He's now got a knockdown on three, which has come down from resort number four. And he has his character play momentously on three. And then his fourth column has been completely redone with just a momentous three damage. So he's been really just simplified.
Yeah, because he had there wasn't a lot of straightforward results.
No, this is it. I think there's definitely now like a, this is what you're aiming Mash to do in your turn. Let's get it done. So on three successes, he has still got his Howzat, which they couldn't get rid of. Howzat is such an amazing character play. For those that don't know, it's a 4-inch push directly away and knockdown. So
it's the ultimate counter.
It's the ultimate counter play. Like, go 4-inch.
Forget your tackle double dodge. I'm going to push you 4 inches and knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
I've seen people, I've seen someone do it on a counter-attack and push someone off a pitch.
Wow.
Someone had come on and gone into it, he's gone counter-attack, bang, off the pitch with his cricket bat. With his friendship stick.
It's amazing. But he has lost Super Shot. So he's not quite as much of a sort of snapshot turret.
Was he a striker before?
Yes.
He's not anymore.
What's he down as now?
He's an attacking midfielder.
Okay, kind of explains it, I guess. But he's still not going to be doing a great deal of damage. Do you know what I mean? Especially with no momentous damage results until fourth column.
Mm. It's, but as we've always say, non-momentous damage is still damage.
It's true. Very, very true. So anyway, yeah, so he's lost Super Shot. Anyway, so the I think the explanation as to why he's lost two boxes is the fact that he's tough hide. He now has tough hide.
Yeah. So he's a 3-1 with 15 boxes and tough hide. So he's, you know, he's...
You know, yeah, it's all right.
Middle of the part.
This is it. So he has sadly lost unpredictable movement.
Right, so out of all the people with unpredictable movement, his confused me the most.
He was a four,
a hulking gent,
a 40mm model with a 2-inch melee and unpredictable movement.
Yeah,
and you're right, is a hulking gent.
I would like you from now on to refer to me as a hulking gent.
I was going
to
say, like, put a hat on you and you could be MASH
cosplay.
Do a MASH cosplay.
Slightly better than people suggest to do Fangtooth.
You wanted to do Avarice and Greed.
I was gonna bring my daughter to SteamCon and do an Avarice and Greed cosplay, but then I realised I have to buy the ticket.
You'd have had to have taught her to say Mr. Avarice.
Yeah, I'd have to do that. I'd have had to pay for a ticket, and I'd have also had to bring a baby with me all weekend.
True story.
Some jokes, I ain't willing to take that far.
That's supreme commitment to the cause. So yeah, as we said, he's lost unpredictable movement, but he has gained resilience, which is, as we've said, really, really strong. He's lost protected Esther, so he doesn't gain his plus one armour when he's next to her, and he has lost volley threat. But he has now gained a heroic play, which he didn't previously have.
Mm.
This model may pass without spending influence. The pass gains plus zero, plus four kick.
So he's got a 3-10 pass without spending influence. So he is an attacking midfielder.
He is.
So he can hit somebody. So someone can go into him, proc his resilience. He could potentially tackle, push them away.
Yeah.
If he's an Esther Zora, he can then spend a pass, use a free 10-inch pass to somebody.
Yep. It's good. It's
really, all these really little good synergies that are starting to appear as we're going through more and more of the cards.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. So,
I like the change of it. Unpredictable never made sense on that model.
No, but I think it was always funny to have it on him. Like, it's, you know, it's interesting. I did always like MASH. He was one of my favourite players so in the Brewers. So, I'll do Stoker while I'm here.
Yeah.
Again, same health, same melee zone. He's gone up plus one movement as well, which is something we're seeing quite common in the new.
So is this around to get around, kind of giving you a middle ground before the mark target top? I know that was against the charge, wasn't it?
Mark target is plus zero, plus two charge.
Yeah.
But if the previous turn, maybe you'd run forward an inch.
Yeah.
You still only then losing an inch, really, aren't you? So by giving a lower base jog, it's something, isn't it? So. Plus, to be fair, if you're taking, if you're using Esters,
you can quick foot someone.
You can quick foot someone, and Spigot can give out plus two move. New Spigot. OG Spigot, sorry.
OG Spigot, I think so.
Isn't that what is.
Yes, plus two moves. So
there you go. So there's plenty of places to gain that extra move that you might have lost.
Yeah.
So, Stoker. He still has Molotov. Obviously, the range has been adjusted to what we're seeing all AoE character plays.
So you've lost half an inch on him.
So you've lost half an inch overall, but so has everybody else.
Mm.
I think that's a positive move, because that extra half inch dragging someone forwards, it makes them easier to engage.
Honestly,
it'll make a massive amount of difference.
I've had whenever I do any AoE stuff and that, being able to just measure the distance to the AoE rather than going, oh, is that the middle? Tell you what, can you tell me if that's it and stuff?
Yeah. This is it. So, overall.
So, to see if somebody's in with that, you put down a 7-inch widget. Is it touching you? Yes, you're in the range of the AoE.
Yeah. And he still has Molotov and he still has Flamejet. Flamejet still does 3 damage, cost 2, range 6. Pretty standard. His playbook.
The most amazing first column ever.
Double push on 1, momentously. Very strong. Still got non-momentous 1 damage on 1. His tackle is still there on 2, but his knockdown has come down from 3 to 2, which is a great change.
Mm.
He's still got his non-momentous 2 on 3, and he's still momentous 3 on 4. So, overall, his playbook has literally just got better.
Yeah.
So, that's great. So, he still has Burning Passion, which is plus 1 damage when the enemy's on fire.
I wish Curtis got that.
I think Alchemist's got enough. They don't need more access to things like that.
We don't have told up in Guild.
He still has Magical Brew, so he can remove all conditions and recover 2 HP for free.
Which is amazing. Especially with Ratcatchers being a thing, and as you've said, Alchemist.
Yep. And he's kept his heroic play, so he still has the heroic play Human Ball of Fire. But now it is, during this model's advance, models whose bases are touched by its base suffer the burning condition, which is a lot easier to say than the old one.
Yeah, it's very wordy, the armour.
It's very, very
wordy. Why don't you read it out?
Okay. A model whose base is touched by this model's base during an advance made by this model suffers the burning condition. At the end of this model's activation, this model suffers 4 damage. So
he's lost
the 4 damage, which is great, and the heroic plate has just been cleaned up a little bit.
I think a lot of you'll find in Season 4, a lot of the terminology has been tidied up just a smidge.
This is it. So, yeah, overall, Stoker's just a straightforward buff.
Stoke buff, yeah.
So, over to you.
I'll do Friday next, I reckon. The striker? They're now down to 2 strikers in the guild, aren't they?
Yeah.
From 3 down to 2.
Yes.
Because Mash was a striker, wasn't he?
Yeah. But to be honest, Brewers aren't really known for their strikers.
That's the thing. So
they just want to brawl. They just want to have a big fight in the middle.
Have a few beers and kick face. Right, so Friday, melee zone is still 1. She's still a 6-8 move, still tap 4, still 3-8 kick, still a 4-1 defence and armour, and still a 2-4 influence. Her playbook has stayed identical. Her character play has stayed identical, so she's still got dirty knives. She's still got 12 health. She's got Shadowlike still. She's still got Defense Spigot. So within 4 inches of the named friendly model, this model gains +1 death. She's still got Get Over Here Scum. And she's still got I Shoot Better After a Beer, which is identical.
So she Friday hasn't changed at all.
Is completely unchanged.
Okay, awesome.
So yeah, well, to be fair, she's a very balanced player, to be honest. She's just...
To be honest, 5-1 when you're next to Spigot is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. But then also she's getting the free heroic if she's near Esther's.
Yep.
So...
This is it. And like I said, she can score with just the 1 influence. So
just 1 influence, and now it's a momentum as well, because it's not... It used to be 2 momentum.
Yeah.
1 for your heroic and 1 for the sharp.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing more you can say, but Friday stays the same. I think the changes within the guild has turned her up a little bit, just with the Esther's aura and that kind of stuff.
Yes. So would you see yourself taking at least 1 Spigot then, just for that defensive support, or do you just think she doesn't need it?
If I'm...
Because maybe you take...
What we'll do, we'll talk at the, what okay. we'll do, we'll talk Sounds at the end about a 6.
Okay, right. So, Hooper. He's
my lost, man.
My man. He's lost a box of health, so he's only 16 now. It's all right. He's gained the +1 move, like a lot of the Brewers have
for the 5-7.
So he's now 5-7, tack 5, 2-6 kick, etc. He still has tough skin, and he still has smashed shins, as his character plays both super strong. Not that I can see you using the tough skin that often. He generally uses his 3 influence just to beat face.
Yeah.
So, anyway, his...
I don't know, a 4-2 3-2 decimate is a thing.
I think Steamforged overall have been trying to tone down just the fantastical things that decimate can do.
So a 3-2 sturdy decimate under Commanding Aura.
With Pick Me Up from Quaff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Hooper, his playbook. The first 3 columns are all the same. He still has his momentous double push on 4, but his momentous 3 damage has now come down from 5 down to 4, so it's a lot easier to get that damage out.
Yeah.
And he now has a momentous 4 on 5.
Because that's the one thing I've said about Hooper, he doesn't give out enough damage.
Oh, this is it.
With setup, that's the thing, he doesn't really give out enough.
I think that's the reason he's had 3 influence the whole time. So yeah, Hooper still super strong.
Yeah,
He still has his heroic play, which is True Grit, so he can get his +2 tack. So that's attack 7, Hooper at 2 inches.
Yeah,
strong, super good.
7 with a 5-1 play, but
this is it. He still has tough hide, which is great, and he still has shove the boot in. So you know, it's
someone not down. He's still doing what a momentous 5 at the top of his playbook.
Yeah.
So really, by losing the tooled up with Spigot.
Yeah, like Hooper doesn't need it.
No. So, do you think, in a way, it's kind of like a stealth adjustment, not a nerf or anything?
Well, to be honest...
By if you want to, you can either have commanding aura or tooled up.
Yes, I think if you look at it, the damage on all of the players has kind of been turned up anyway.
Yeah.
So the ones who are going to be doing your damage generally can do it now without needing tooled up.
Yeah.
So I think tooled up on Estus is just like an extra little cherry on top. Mm. It's just a little bit nicer. But I don't think they're going to struggle to put people out of the game.
I don't think they ever have, yeah. I think they've sped them up a little bit.
This is it. So I think overall it's not as negative as people have been saying.
Well, at the moment, the obviously the internet's only seen the one card, well, the one proper card.
Yeah, so...
And my main man, the much maligned Stave. I don't know. I don't think I've ever played against it. No, actually, I have once. When someone had bought Kickoff. He was a nice yellowy-orange model for Kickoff. Stave. So, he's still a 1-inch melee.
Yep.
He's still a 4-6 move. He's still tag 6. He's still a 1-6 kick. He's now a 2-1 rather than a 2-0.
Oh, stop the presses.
He's gone up. And he's still a 1-3 influence. His playbook, he's got... Is it the first column's the same? So he's either got a momentous knockdown or a non-momentous one. On the second column, he's got a momentous 1-inch push. The third column's changed a little bit. He's got a non-momentous 2, but he's gained a non-momentous double push on 3. On his fourth column, his tackles moved down from the 5th to the 4th. And on his fifth column, he's just got the momentous 3. So he's had a little bit of a shuffle about.
So he's still not really going to be finding the ball with a non-momentous tackle on 4.
I think if you're using him to try and get the ball, I think you've made some poor life choices.
I don't think you understand Brewers.
He's got a character play, lob barrel. So it's a cost of 2, range of 4. It's once per turn. Position an AoE within the range, which is 4. Models hit, suffer a 2-inch push directly away from the centre of this AoE and the knockdown condition. I don't think it's changed. No, it's a 4. It used to be a 4-inch push. Now it's a 2-inch push. So it's a slight nerf.
Everyone knows Stave needs nerfing.
He's lost ramming speed, which was a cost of 1, but he's now gained battering ram as a 3.
I think overall, I think Wrecker's lost that as well, because I think battering ram is an overall...
Yeah, so ramming speed's gone.
I think things like Get Out that was on Millstone, I think that's been replaced with battering ram now.
Yeah, so it says, during advanced members model, any model whose base is touched by this model's base suffers a 2-inch push directly away from this model. This model can only push each model once per turn with battering ram.
So for the second time this episode, I have to apologise for a mistake. Not all the plays have been made less wordy.
It's tidied up than it's difficult to it's difficult. It's quite a complex interaction. Well, basically, when anything you touch, push them 2 inches directly away. You can only push them once.
There you go.
I've looped it. He's still got tough hide.
Yep.
He's still got 23 boxes, and he's got a different heroic. It's got the same name, but it's different. It's still got Explosive Brew. It says, during this activation, this model may use Lob Barrel without spending influence. They are fan of a 2 influence here.
What did the old play heroic play used to do?
It used to add 2 damage to the Lob Barrel.
It's now 3, but it doesn't do damage.
And it's a 2-inch push instead of a 4.
Cool. Hashtag nerf Stave.
I still don't think he sees the table.
I don't think he will either. I think you'll still see a lot of Kickoff 6 with Decimate.
I think... Right, how do you fix him then?
How do you fix Stave? Okay.
Do you give him resilience? Do you give him a 2-inch melee?
Literally, if I was going to fix Stave to make people use him, he'd have a 2-inch melee zone.
Mm.
I think 2-1 armour is okay now, but I think a 3-0 would have been better.
Do you know what? I'd probably look at 2-2.
2-2... Make him a mason
or a blacksmith.
There's not a lot of two. There's no two armor in Guild
Stoker.
Oh yeah, sorry. And Hooper can give plus one armour out.
So, it should be a 2-3 then.
This, I don't think it's possible. I don't think you do it. I think he's okay. I think if you made him a 2-inch melee, because a lot of the big guys have 2-inch melee now, apart from Brute.
Avoid high sodium diets with rich salty Mason comments.
I think he's still a bit, I think he's a bit slow. I think if he was a 5-7, maybe 2-inch melee.
His playbook's decent.
Yeah, I think if Explosive Brew kept the 2 damage, I think you might see him. Because, to be honest, Battering Ram, now that it's free and he can do it, that also solves the movement debuff.
Yeah.
So you could use him literally to push people, push your other guys around. To
do you mean as a finesse piece? As a setup?
I don't think Save's ever been described as a finesse piece.
I just don't know what. I don't think it's ever been. I think with him, I think against new players, you're like, oh my god, he's amazing. This barrel lob knocks everyone down, pushes it. Then the minute you walk up and go, wait a minute, I can just print momentum on this big lad.
Yeah, this is it. As soon as you get one player in there who's got a low knockdown, that you're laughing. I don't think extra one armor is going to save Stave from being put on the floor and shooed.
So that's our Stave, bless him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've tried to make him a bit better, and he is a bit better, but I don't think the changes will make him more popular.
Okay, so we've got...
The last one is...
Well, no, there's one more before the last one.
Okay,
so... Do you want to do
the controversial player?
We'll do that one last.
Let's do that one last. Okay. Let's go for Point Pot.
Okay. Do you want to do Point Pot?
Okay, let's do Point Pot. Let me just pull up his card, because...
We
don't own Point Pot.
So I've got him. Right, so... is melee stayed the same? Let me sort of look. His top line stayed the same with the 5-7, attack 6, 2-6 kick, 3-1 arm and defence, and 2-2 influence. Has his playbooks? No, his playbooks changed slightly. So on his first column, he's got a non-momentous 1. On his second, he's got a momentous 1 with a push, which he did have. He's lost the momentous 1 with a dodge. So are there any dodges in Brewers?
Spigot has a push dodge.
Yeah, a non-momentous push dodge, I think, so far. This is the only one we've found. He's got a momentous 2 or a knockdown, or a momentous knockdown on 3, rather than the non-momentous 2 and a dodge. So his knockdown's moved from the 4th column down to the 3rd on attack 6. That's super strong.
Yep.
On the 4th column, he's got a momentous Guild Ball trophy, which is concussion, and target enemy model loses an influence, which you could bang a couple of times. And then at the top of his playbook, he's still got his momentous 3 push or a non-momentous tackle. So they've got rid of the dodges. They brought his knockdown 1, basically. He's still got concussion, which can only be triggered off the playbook. And then he's still got smashing face, which is a cost of 2. And models within his model's melee zone suffer 2 damage of the bleed condition. He's still got 20 boxes. Back of the card. So, he has got Rowdy still. So, it just says he doesn't suffer crowding out penalties. So, that's a buff. Because it used to be this model does not gain ganging up or suffer crowding out. So,
it's the new, basically, one at a time, lads.
Yeah, so he doesn't... Yeah, so he don't suffer crowding out, but he can use ganging up.
Which is great. So he's got no problem running into the centre of a scrum
and
doing his everyone bleed with
his smashing face.
Yeah.
So he could go in. He's still got a 6-pack. Begins the game with 6 beer tokens. During its activation, it may spend 3 beer tokens. A beer token may be spent to declare an attack, to make a character play without spending influence, or use a heroic play without spending momentum.
Well, there's your free influence.
There you go. We're finding it. We've nearly got it. And then he's got his heroic play, which is quite cool, called Come On Then. I don't think it's changed. Yeah, it hasn't. Yes, yeah, it's changed. A slight buff. The next time this model is hit by an enemy attack or character play that targets it, it ignores the attack or character play. It used to be, except while making an advance.
So overall, massive buff.
So it's essentially you just gave him
resilience
yeah. as a heroic. And as we know, you beat with the Nesters.
Do it for free.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So Point Pot hasn't... really changed. He's lost the dodges.
Do you see a lot of point pot, though, on the table? Not since Decimate came along.
No, not since Decimate came along. Well, who knows after we talk through this card?
Well, yes, we now have we have Decimate here. Right, so...
the one that everyone's probably been waiting for.
This is it. I think when we got to look at the cards, this was one of the first ones that we checked, wasn't it?
What happened to her?
So, she still has 2-inch melee.
Yeah.
She still has 14 boxes.
Mm.
She still has acrobatic and stagger. That's where a lot of similarities end. She's lost an inch of movement from her jog and her sprint, so she's less likely to sort of be getting around. And to be honest, without
Esther's
giving her a +2/+2 move, she's not going to be getting about, like, chasing you down as easy.
So she's a 5-7 rather than a 6-8 now.
So she's now a 5-7. She's lost attack, so she's now attack 5.
Yeah.
Which is, it's okay.
Fair.
I don't think it's a massive nerf. It's just enough, really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, things are hard, but...
this is it. So she's still a 3-6 kick. She's still a 3-1 armour and defence. And she still has 2-4 influence. Okay, so her playbook. The first two columns have stayed the same. The third one's had a slight tweak. Rather than doing a knockdown on 3 now, she now does a stagger.
Oh, well.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, because you can counter-attack a stagger.
Exactly. This is it. So, not that it matters, to be honest, because on her fifth column, she still has
the result.
It still has the result, as you call it, which is the knockdown and stagger momentous. So on a charge with anatomical, because she has retained anatomical, she will be getting that 5 successes.
Yeah.
9 dice, anatomical, you're getting 5 successes. Unless, obviously, you're charging maybe a death 5.
Yeah, death 5, as my example I always use, is my nimble velocity and cover.
Exactly, then you'll never get it, but either way. So, that's literally about it, to be honest. She still has tough hold, she still has anatomical, and her heroic play hasn't changed. She still does a 2-inch dodge directly toward the target that she pushes. So, I think, while, yes, she has been nerfed... it's probably because she was too strong anyway.
She can still do the same that she could do previously. As intended. So now you can't essentially double tool her up with Esther's and Spigot. You can tool her up.
Yeah.
But you can still put a command and aura up on her. You can still give her an extra attack from Quaff. You can, you can still lower someone's defence with dirty knives. You can still go in and do what you could do.
Yeah.
Before, but...
so you can still basically do the setup to get the job done. Obviously, she's just not a one-man army now on her own.
It was just essentially decimating the 5 cheerleaders.
Yeah, literally give her 4 influence, spend the rest of your influence making her better, and then watch her delete someone and score a goal.
I still think she makes a team 9 times out of 10.
Definitely.
I couldn't think of a situation where you wouldn't want her.
Yeah. She's still really, really strong. She still supports that. She still fulfills that role where she will do the damage that you need her, and if you need a goal from her, she will get it. A 3-6 kick is still good.
Yeah, 3-6 kick's great. And then with the other auras and stuff like that within the team, it can easily get buffed.
This is it, especially with her obviously dualist slunge.
Mm.
If you're pushing someone towards the goal after you've knocked them down,
yeah,
you're getting closer and closer each time.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, great. So who would you? I don't know. Say your go. I know it flexes from team to team, but who's your go-to 6? Would you think?
To be honest, I did like the OG 6 that you got in the box, but obviously swapping my man Stave out for Decimate.
Mm.
But you know, you probably mix it up a little bit now. So probably Esther's Quaff, Decimate. Vet's Bigot, because Vet's Bigot's better.
Yeah.
And then Hooper, because my man. And then the last slot you probably just leave as a flex. Maybe Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like between sort of Decimate and Hooper, you've got some damage potential.
Mm.
Esther's, as we said, can do 15 damage.
See, I'd be tempted to looking at those. So I'd probably. My 6 is probably very similar, but I'd probably go. Esther's Quaff, Decimate, Vet Spigot, Hooper.
So the same...
that's 5.
The same 5.
And then probably Stoker.
Oh, right, okay. What makes you think Stoker?
I think range damage is amazing.
Yeah.
I think putting out a Molotov, even though there's no damage, the control aspect of that, it's helping you fight the fight on your terms.
Yeah.
He's able to clear his own conditions.
And he gives, to be fair, he gets plus one damage to to burning targets.
Yeah, so he's got, and, you know, with the control elements of being able to get burnout and things like that, Vet Spigot being able to goad people into the fire, all that kind of stuff, it's...
Yeah, that's good.
It lends itself, so that's my type of thing, I think.
Yeah.
Potentially. I don't think Stave ever makes it.
Not with... I think with Battering Ram, like I said, he does have a role, but I just don't see me using him.
No. Mash, maybe.
Yeah.
For resilience. So having Mash, Esters, Point Pop with his heroic, essentially having three players with resilience.
Yeah. I think Point Pot's... Yeah.
I do think Esters is super strong. If I was doing a Tapper team, I'd probably be looking at Tapper, Quaff, Hooper, Decimate.
So would you not take Scum?
I think in a Brewers team, I think the ability for a 4-inch dodge off second wind is amazing. And then also to be able to give out an extra tap to another model for free.
Yeah.
It's great to hit those higher...
Because they're both 4-inch characters. They're both 4-inch abilities. One's obviously trait, one's in a play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, literally, Quaff just follows up.
And I think, realistically, all Scum's good as a ball carrier. If I was against a team with predominantly 1-inch melees, I'd probably look at taking Scum to hold the ball for Scum's unpredictable movement. But realistically, the Scum's... feral thing where Scum gets an attack.
When are you ever going to use it?
You're going to hit... What are you hoping to get? You're either going to get the Momentous 2 or the Momentous Push. What are you getting? A momentum for free, essentially. That's probably it. But I think a flexible tack to hand out to anyone in the team for free is probably a more worthwhile thing.
Yeah, definitely. Great.
So, yeah, so I think that's probably...
Overall, I think they've got better. I can understand the saltiness behind Esther's, but I think she still brings a lot to the table.
Well, I think the interesting thing is when we're talking about teams that we both automatically lent towards Esther's.
Yeah.
Mainly for a 4-inch aura, tooled up, yeah. And the ability with the Momentous 2 on 2 to just tool herself up and go... Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. Like, I think the first time someone loses a player to a tooled up 6 influence Esther's...
And you can't do nothing about it, because you counter attack and go, bang, resilience gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
come here, boy.
So yeah, overall, I think Esther's is she's definitely super strong. Obviously, she's a little bit slow, but you can just spend the first turn, give herself +2/+2.
Pass the ball amongst yourself, get them dodges going.
I hope you're not referring to the game that I played against Ryan. Yeah. But anyway, other than that, that's us done with Brewers.
So thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Singled Out for hosting us. Yep. So we can freeload.
Yep. Feel free to like, subscribe, and drop us any comments if there's anything else you want us to see.
Listen on YouTube or whatever.
Exactly. So anyway,
thank you very much. I've been Luke.
I've been Rich.
Bye.
Bye.